Maidstone, Canada Day 2024 in Maidstone was celebrated in style. The morning started off with a pancake breakfast by Maidstone Bowling Alley with lots of volunteers and a good turnout. Thanks to Aaron and Melissa Patton for use of their grill and Walter Kohick for his turkey cooker. Mount Owens won the 50-50 and made a generous donation to the bowling club. The slow pitch tournament was organized by Maidstone Kin Club as a fun event and went all day. I'm told some team names are newspaper inappropriate, but they added to the fun of the sport. With no declared winners, players and spectators just enjoyed some good old ball games. The parade took off at 10 a.m. with the RCMP and Maidstone Waseca Fire Department leading the way. Parade winners were Floats, Village of Waseca, 1st, Maidstone Kin Club, 2nd, Karanda Industrial Supply, 3rd, Bicycles, Ben Henderson, 1st, Michaela Graham, 2nd, Carly Henderson, 3rd, Scooters and Carts, Irene Olson, 1st, Joyce Orange, 2nd, Jackie Gerbig, 3rd, Tractors, Vince Gerlinski, 1st, Albert Duhame, 2nd, Bill McLaren, 3rd. Thank you to Parade Marshal Bill Foster for all the ribbons and work he's put into the parade for over 20 years, and to judges Betty Decker, Cindy Hogan and Verna Donald, who are always faced with some tough choices. After the parade, Tractors formed an impressive lineup in front of the museum in anticipation of races organized by Richard Mainberg. William Crocker of Vermilion came from farthest away. Winners were, under 2 miles per hour, William Crocker, JD 620, 1st, Richard Mainberg, JD 2010, 2nd, over 2 miles per hour, Bill McLaren, JD 70, 1st, Vince Gerlinski, IH 15-30, 2nd, David Valliere and Brody Bone, JDA, 3rd, Garden Tractors, Richard Mainberg 1st, Foster Boys 2nd, William Crocker 3rd, Barrel Rolling, David Valliere, JD 40, 1st, Albert Duhame, IH Model A, 2nd. Following the races, Vince Gerlinski provided tractor-pulled wagon rides through the park all afternoon. Jackie's Pie Shack did a booming business and unfortunately ran out of pies by early afternoon. Thankfully, my granddaughter snagged a piece of black cherry pie for me and it was amazing. The kids' scavenger hunt got underway at the Canada Geese near the pond in Delfrari Victoria Park at 1 p.m., with 74 children participating along with adult assistance. 15 items, flags, beads and ribbons, were hidden along the pathway, proving to be an easy search for some but quite a challenge for others, young and old alike. Every child got a small prize bag with 5 names drawn for bigger prizes: Amber Shemp, Dima, Mazen Halabi, Lacey Johnston, Katie Mosier and Maddie Smith. Thank you to Sade Mosier for helping me with this event and to Maidstone Museum Kids Account for funding it. On the museum grounds, Maidstone Library set up a storyboard walk in the front yard in conjunction with the Summer Reading Program. Cliff Metherill provided an interesting telegraph demo in the CN building. Greg Rigdon fired up the coals to demonstrate his skills in the blacksmith shop, and the Yellowhead Ramblers performed their music to a good toe-tapping crowd. Thanks to Henry and Joan Sawatsky and Gary Taylor for their awesome vocals. Children's races started at 2 p.m. in the museum backyard with potato sack, egg on spoon and sprint competitions in different age groups. Then came the straw stack scramble with plenty of fun rummaging through the straw for goodies and coins. Maidstone Museum drew their raffle winners at 3 p.m., $500 Diamond 7 Meats voucher, Crystal Rosenthal and Curry Agro $500 fuel, Angeline Deschambeau and Gorilla Dump Wagon, Dennis Mertz. Thanks also to AG Foods for doing up some awesome Canada Day toy, treat bags which were handed out on the CN building deck by a museum volunteer. The museum concession saw a brisk business, selling out of a few items but managing to keep everyone satisfied till 3 p.m. Maidstone Kin Club ran the beer gardens tent from noon to midnight with snacks till 3 p.m. and the grill going once the museum shut theirs down. They had a full house at times with everyone visiting and enjoying refreshments. The Kin Club raffle draw was made later in the day with the following winners: Travis Hutchison, 2 weekend passes to Dogpatch Music Festival, cooler of fun, set of camping chairs, $1,500 total value, and Nora Aldred, 2 weekend passes to Dog Patch Music Festival, Homemade Afghan, $700 total value. The rain, which had been forecast from early morning, held off until 4 p.m. so it didn't dampen the day's activities, and it cleared off in the evening in time for another awesome fireworks display provided by the town of Maidstone. A few zealous residents also set off their own fireworks as the day came to an end. Much appreciation is extended to all the volunteers who worked hard to bring us another memorable Canada Day in Maidstone.